best. When it comes to camp meeting, you have to sleep fast. Now, that you'll catch on to that after a while. And you just grab it when you can grab it. That's what you can do. But you go to bed early and you get up early at camp meeting. Talking about after midnight, that's early in the morning. And then you wake up early in the morning. But I appreciate God's goodness and appreciate his renewal day by day. Amen. We're going to have some preaching this morning, and we look forward to that. I'm going to ask Brother Stacy Lane. He pastors the Solid Rock Baptist Church over in Drexel, North Carolina. And I love this man. I love to hear him preach. He's got God's touch on his life, and I want him to come around. They'll give him 20 minutes. Each one that'll be preaching will have 20 minutes this morning again. And you hear him gladly this morning and pray for him and talk back to him. It'll help him. It don't bother him. Amen. I love you, brother. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Steve. It's a blessing to be able to stand this morning. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All the Lord has done for my life here, and mainly around the preaching of the Word of God. It's helped my life so much. I'm grateful. And I ask you to open the Word of God with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm going to try to. Brother Charles Mustian, where's he at? He said, he's smoking somewhere.
Come on, preacher.
He uses a line. These fellas preaching, he always uses a line. He said he preached better than I wanted him to. And these fellas have certainly been helping us from the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2, verse number 8. One text this morning. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. 2 Timothy is full of counsel and instruction from the veteran apostle for Timothy, the new pastor at the church of Ephesus. According to 1 Timothy 1, Paul had left Timothy at Ephesus to pastor that flock that the Lord had used him in the founding and the upbuilding of that church. And now, as he faces certain execution and his departure, he has some things that are in his mind and on his heart that he wants to give to Timothy. Counsel, advice. We preachers are always looking up to older men, curious about some helpful advice about ministry and about life and about the things of God. And in 2 Timothy, there are some valuable, practical, doctrinal, ministerial admonitions for Timothy about life and about ministry. They're chock full. These four chapters are chock full of action steps and powerful pointers, if you please. He tells him, chapter 1, stir up the gift. That's a command. Stir up the gift of God that is in thee. He tells him, chapter 1, don't be ashamed of the gospel, but be partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. Now, we all want the blessing of the gospel, but I'm telling you, if the gospel is anything to you and I, it also brings into our life afflictions. It comes along with it. That's the fullness of the gospel. He told him to hold fast the form of sound words. He tells him to be strong in the Lord. These are commands now. These are things, Timothy, I want you to act on and to conduct yourself in this way. He tells him to pass on to faithful men, to commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. He tells him to endure hardness as a good soldier. He tells him what to preach to the church in chapter 2. He tells him to study well in chapter 2. Be sure to study and show yourself a workman of God. Doesn't need to be ashamed. He tells him to shun and avoid vain and silly talk.